From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, welcome back, and hopefully we have established comms now. We have established hard comms with Patriot Girl on line one. Are you there? Are you there? Me escuchas.
I'm here. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. So on the subject of violence, chaos, and DEI hires, you mentioned Charlotte is one of the blue cities. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about my wonderful Sheriff Gary McFadden, who used to be a detective, and then he got a TV show. So basically he's an actor with some police experience, but nothing in management experience. And he is the worst thing to ever happen to Charlotte, North Carolina. He is completely incompetent. He is a racist. We've had between 15 and 20 people die in the jail because of his incompetence. And every time the state comes in and investigates, they ruled against him. Even the ultra-liberal Charlotte Observer ran an editorial stating that he was not fit to serve. So he refuses to work with ICE to the point where our state legislature had to pass a new law to try to force him to work with ICE because he refuses to hire, to honor detainers. He says that ICE needs to have a warrant from a judge, a signed warrant from a judge, in order to be able to pick these people up, which is not true, but he absolutely refuses to work with them. So, you know, the lengths we've had to go through, and he's released, you know, just recently, over 24 dangerous criminals back into the community before they got this law passed. And, of course, our governor vetoed it, but we were able to override it in the legislature. So he is our wonderful DEI sheriff.
Yeah, and you're seeing that very same thing all over the country with these DEI leftist hires. And see, there's a history to this, too. I mean, they started back, you go back 30 years ago, and the left started screaming in these big blue cities that, you know, we can't have any more white police chiefs or white sheriffs because they don't represent us. They don't represent us, right? And so they started putting in people of color and different things in these law enforcement positions. Well, back then, it didn't really work out then because those guys were still good cops. So you say you'd have a black sheriff, black chief of police, he was still a cop and he still enforced the law, which is not what they wanted. Okay, so now you get the next iteration of it here in post-Barack Obama and post-Joe Biden, where you have these incompetent criminal morons in these positions, and they're there intentionally because the people in charge don't want that job done. They don't want law enforced. It's there for a reason. It's also used to demoralize their entire department. Okay, if you hear that music there, Patriot Girl, we're coming up to a break. If you want to stand by, we can come back to you, or you got more?
Sure, I can stand by for a minute.
Okay, stand by one. We're coming up to break. We'll be right back with more Montana Talks.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the region for today. High temperature readings will climb in the upper 90s in the Billings area to about 93 in Bozeman. For tonight, clear skies with temperatures falling off into the mid-50s in Bozeman to the mid-60s in Billings. There was sunshine Thursday. Highs range from the upper 80s to low 90s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. Staying active may slow brain changes associated with Parkinson's disease. Researchers say Parkinson's patients who kept active by walking, doing household chores, and participating in recreational activities experience slower brain changes in areas tied to memory, mood, and attention. These patients also perform better on memory and thinking tests. They tracked more than 100 people with early Parkinson's disease over a 4-year period. MRI scans scans tracked changes in brain structure, and every patient received at least two scans. Those who were more physically active maintained larger brain regions associated with memory, attention, and mood. Study authors urge further research as their work only showed an association. It did not prove physical activity was the only reason for their results. The study was published in the journal Neurology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we are right back, and we still have Patriot Girl on the line from North Carolina. You have anything else on your sheriff there?
Well, I was just going to give you a glimpse into the rest of our city government here, because he's not the only DEI hired. We also have a black mayor and a black police chief. All of the city council members, except for one, are Democrats. One of them, who also happens to be black, is a felon, a one-time felon, and she is also under federal indictment for fraudulent COVID loans, along with her two daughters. So this is the representation that we have in Charlotte. And you remember, you know, you've heard the term the good old boy network, right?
Oh,
so
sure.
That typically was like, you know, Southern white liberals, whatever. But now, it's different. We had, we actually had the mayor force the city council to pay a $300,000 bribe to our police chief before he retires at the end of the year because he got his feelings hurt by the one Republican city council member who had accused him because he didn't want to spend money on better bulletproof vests for the police force after we had a huge shooting where lots of officers were killed. So this is what we're dealing with in Charlotte. Conservatives, Republicans have no representation. It's extremely corrupt. Our tax money is just abused and stolen by these people. And, you know, there's just, I don't understand why they keep voting these clowns in over and over and over again, but they do.
Who was that? I'm trying to think of that quote. It's going to escape me. It's from one of our founding fathers. I don't know if it was Adams or Franklin, who said, our system of governance is only befitting and only tailored to a people of a moral and upright character. It is not suited for anyone else. They say that right out. This type of governance can only be done by a certain type of people. That's why you see it fail all over the world in these different cultures. This big term of democracy does not work because certain cultures and certain peoples are incapable of self-governance. And now I've lived in a lot of these countries around the world where the people themselves will tell you, the only way this is going to work is what they call with a benevolent dictator, because these people are incapable of self-rule. Thank you very much for the call there, Patriot Girl. That's good stuff. And you hear, we've said that a lot out here about, I bet you the people in Charlotte, say, or Cincinnati, or New Orleans, or wherever we're talking about, they probably think that it's just my town, it's just my sheriff, it's just my police chief that's all effed up. You probably think that because national news doesn't pay attention to other people's sheriffs and other people's police chiefs, right? But then you start seeing these cases all over the country in all of these big cities. And every time, every single time, who do they trot out? They trot out Granny Clampett. They trot out some purple-haired lesbian. They trot out some DEI hire that doesn't even know the meaning of the phrase chain of command. And that's when you know right then and there. And you hear it, you know why there's no criminal justice in that town. You know why things don't work there. And that's it. We just really have to get comfortable with this whole notion that a lot of these inner cities are incapable of self-governance. And you're seeing that right now. That's out of D.C. That's why President Trump had to go in there and take control of the place. Because decent citizens and people that work in high places in our government can't even walk the streets safe at night. It's unacceptable. No serious country would stand for that. Well, on to the next topic. You heard at the top of the hour there on the Fox News break, you know, the big news out there, some of the big news is that President Trump is meeting today in Anchorage, Alaska with President Putin of Russia. And they're going to talk about stopping the Ukraine war. And Putin now wants to sit down because Trump was getting ready to hit him with some pretty big sanctions, some actual sanctions that were going to actually hurt him, not any of this fake crap that Joe Biden was doing. And as he's doing this, not only is the entire media doing everything they can do to sabotage it, but you've got that coked out little midget Zelensky over there meeting with the European leaders, and what they're over there whispering in his ear that, oh, look, no matter what they say, no matter what Trump says or whatever deal he cuts, you don't have to listen to a bit of it. You don't have to do any of it. We're here for you, little buddy. We got billions for you. You don't have to do any of it, and you stand tall and you demand every single inch of your territory. We're not going to put up with this. They are sabotaging the whole thing, these Europeans right now. They've been doing this for a long time. And there's two reasons for it. See, Zelensky, he does not want any peace ever for two reasons. Because all of his billions will dry up. Okay, all of that will go bye-bye. And him and all his oligarch buddies funneling all that money out to their overseas bank accounts, that'll go dry. And see, the second thing is, the thing you're never told in the media is he will be out of office the very second this war stops and they actually have elections. Because he's the dictator of Ukraine right now. He's got like a 4% approval rating over there. They despise him. They don't want this war. The people of Ukraine do not want this war. They want it stopped. That's the other big reason that he does not want a peace deal here. Some really, really dirty crap going on behind all this. There's a break. We'll be right back with, it looks like, Brad Molnar.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
You know what everyone in Washington is talking about? Not President Trump's crackdown on crime or his upcoming summit meeting with Vladimir Putin. It's Taylor Swift. You know, she finished this most successful, exhausting worldwide Eras tour in December, and people were saying, oh, she's hiding out, why doesn't she talk to us? And I thought, give the woman a break. She's an incredible businesswoman as well as a very talented singer. But just after midnight yesterday, on a podcast with her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, she revealed that she has been working on an album, and she showed the cover. So all this time that people were dumping on her, she was creating new music, which obviously will be very successful. And that is the story of the day. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
All right, get ready to clutch those pearls and get ready for the most unwoke hour of the week. I know you thought that was Tuesday. Well, John Jackson, the Joker from X, is coming back for Wednesday's show as well. Jump in on the conversation. You can call in on Montana Talks, or you can message us on the app as well. And then on Thursday's show, I'll have Frank Mealy, the former Daily Interlake editor, with me for the full hour. So that'll be a great chat on Thursday's statewide show as well.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. These days, many parents are supporting their adult children financially and are forking over, on average, nearly $1,500 a month. But there are ways to prepare in advance when your adult kids need your financial help. Some advisors recommend that parents fund an extra bucket, which should be in addition to budgeting for college education and their own retirement. For example, a taxable investment account doesn't have the same withdrawal restrictions as a 401k or IRA, so it's fun. Funds can be directed to adult children. Or you might consider opening a health savings account to sock away extra money. If money is needed, a parent can withdraw money and pay taxes on it and a penalty if they're under the age of 65. And for parents who have some financial flexibility and are concerned about their children being able to afford housing, think about purchasing an investment property to be able to use if need be. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
The Trump administration issued a new Environmental Protection Agency guidance allowing farmers, truckers, and equipment operators to update diesel engine software to prevent sudden power and speed losses from diesel exhaust fluid systems or DEF systems. Starting with 2027 models, trucks must be designed to avoid severe slowdowns when DEF runs out or sensors fail. For existing vehicles, the new rules replace the current D-rate system, which can cut speeds to 5 miles per hour within hours of notice. A phased approach will be put into place. Since 2010, most diesel trucks and many tractors and construction machines have used selective catalytic reduction systems that inject DEF into exhaust to cut nitrous oxide emissions. The EPA says the change removes bureaucratic delays, addresses major disruptions in farming, trucking, and construction, and responds to widespread complaints that current DEF rules cause unnecessary downtime and economic losses. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins called the move a common sense fix that keeps producers in the field instead of the repair shop. Again, those are revisions to the diesel exhaust fluid or DEF systems for diesel vehicles and machines. I'm Lane Nordblonde.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, you know, the last time we caught up with Brian Massard from Reminisce Angus Ranch in Dillon, what a great conversation we had. You know, we not only talked about his great products, you know, his great steaks, the great beef jerky, the beef bacon, and more that Reminisce Angus Ranch provides. You can get them at certain grocery stores. You can find their jerky at some gas stations, like some of the town pump locations. You can also get it delivered to your house. But we also talked with Brian Massard about his efforts to help make America healthy again. He was just at the White House. He's taken part in other roundtable discussions back in Washington, D.C., because he knows that if we want to make America healthy again, beef has got to be on the table. So anyways, great catching up with him. If you want to learn more about, you know, the creative things he's doing out at Reminisce Angus Ranch, partnering with N-Soil Algae, for example, or if you want to find out how you can get his products to your place, check out remangus.com. remangus.com.
All right. Hey, we got Mark from Roberts sent us a message here, and he is giving that exact quote, I believe, we talked about a minute ago from one of our founders, John Adams. And yeah, I'm going to read what Mark said. He says, John Adams, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And that's exactly right, because what do we do under this representative republic that we have here? We represent ourselves. We elect our own representatives from the people, who then go and represent us. We govern ourselves, okay? And who is capable of governing themselves? You know that from your own family and from your own friends and businesses. Who's capable of that? Only people who are moral, upright, responsible, reasonable people. No one else can do that, because you also know people that can't govern themselves. We all do. Let's see. On line one we have, let's see, that's Brad Monar. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, good.
Yeah, I heard somewhat on the radio, I think it was Madigan, calling in about my interview yesterday and didn't know much about it. So if you'd like, I'll bring you up to date. We'll speed, bring you up to speed real quick.
Yeah, real quick. What's going on?
Okay, well, about 2 months ago, I was informed that I was under an independent investigation. And I said, what I do? And they said, we can't tell you that. I said, well, who filed the complaint? They said, we can't tell you that. And since then, 2 months later, I still don't know what I'm charged with. I don't know who is bringing the charges. I was told there's four witnesses that I had said something inappropriate amongst others. And I said, well, who are those? I'd like to check the time and the place and see if I was even there. And they said, we can't do that. So they said, we're going to have you interview with these guys. And I said, okay, I want my attorney there. And they said, okay, but he can't speak. I said, what? And I said, well, then I want it in the conference room so that it can be recorded, video and audio, so that people can know what's going on. And they said, we'll get back to you on that.
Hey, Brad, real quick, who are these people that are bringing these charges?
The Public Service Commission accepted the complaint. Apparently, it's from somebody inside the commission. It could be a lobbyist that walked through. I don't know. But the attorney that the PSC hired, we have a legal division. They hired this attorney to represent the commission during this, and her name is Amy Christensen. She is a member of the Diversity Legal Foundation. If you think that she's going to find me politically correct on anything I say, you're wrong. In the last 20 years, she has donated only to Democrats, and she has donated only to pro-abortion Supreme Court justices. So there's no way I'm ever going to get a good report out of them, but the report will not have any evidentiary value. It is all hearsay from people who will not be identified. So the report would have to say, person or persons unknown or unidentified said that he said this, and then others were witnesses, and we can't tell you who they were, but they said that, yeah, that's true. Molnar says he won't talk to us, so you guys should do what you want to do. So yesterday, and this is costing a lot of money, the company Communications and Management Services has actually a contract that says that it'll be no less than $8,500 to investigate me, no more than $10,000.
Hey, Brad, we got about 30 seconds. We got about 30 seconds.
Yeah. And we're paying $2,000 a day to Amy Christensen. And I have no due process at all. I'm not allowed to know anything. Yesterday I tried to get the commission to review the contracts because the law says you can't investigate an elected official the way they're doing this. It can't be done. It's barred by law.
Brad, thank you very much for the call. We're coming up to the break. Yeah, he's an elected official, and I had to deal with this stuff in my career. My advice to you, sir, is give them nothing. Give them absolutely zero. Let them take their shot. It'll end up in nothing. Don't give it oxygen. Don't give them any attention behind it. That's the way to go with that. We'll be right back here after the break with Pam. Quick 60-second break for the Fox News. Now we got on line two, we got Pam. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Montana.
How's everything?
Well, we're kind of wet over here on the East Coast. It's been raining all night, all morning, and we are almost at the flood level that we were during Shug's Hall a month or so ago. So we have a hurricane named Aaron that's coming across the Atlantic that is poised to hit us sometime first part of next week. So if we can't dry out some, we're going to be in a mess. But the reason I called this morning is there is a push across the United States along our borders. The Chinese are trying to buy up as much property as they can, and they're buying it in U.S. company names. Now, they have supplied the money to do this, and secretly there's agreements that they will have rights to the property once it's closed. But in the case of California, they've started buying up the Malibu property, you know, where all the famous homes of the stars were that was burned back with the Palisades fire. So the push now is along the coast and on the northern border, which Montana has a long stretch of border with Canada. I just want to put it out there to Montanians to be very careful and watch out when you see rezoning requests. That's typically when somebody's trying to buy a big tract of land and rezone it for their own purpose. Now, we don't know what these purposes are until you go to the zoning meetings. But if you're in those border areas between Montana and Canada, you really need to watch out for what the local governments are doing and how they're rezoning property and how property is being combined, small tracts into a large tract, because it could be pushed by the Chinese, and that's never good.
Yeah, gosh, what would a foreign power, a foreign enemy want with border territory? Let's think about that, shall we?
Oh, they want to cut us off from the fence, of course. I mean, we all know that. And I know you were joking by that statement, but in the cases of California, Oregon, and Washington, they've been buying up ports or getting in 200-year leases with some of the port property, and now they're buying up property along the coastline where we eventually would have no access unless we can stop it. So they've been doing it on both coasts, and several states on the East Coast have banned any Chinese-backed companies from buying land.
Hey Pam, we're coming up to the break. You want to stand by, or are you done?
No, I'll hold on for you.
Okay, stand by. We are back here in, what is that, about 4 minutes. We'll be back with more Montana Talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You feel like you're at NPR? You know? Welcome back this morning to NPR. And we will be talking right now to Pam from North Carolina. Are you still there, Pam? go ahead, put your thought.
I just want people to be aware of what's happening to our land. You know, this is our land. And foreign governments, except for their embassies, should not be able to buy up large tracts of it. And it puts us at risk. It's a security risk. And I'm sure most of your listeners have seen the stories about how China has been buying up farmland. And most of it is near military bases. I'm very close to Fort Bragg here in North Carolina, and I know of several farms that have been purchased through companies like Smithfield Food Products. And so they do not own 100% of Smithfield, but they own a huge chunk, and that's the problem. They own enough that they can control what the company's doing. So if large tracts of Montana land start to be bought up by what looks like a U.S. company, it may not be totally influenced by the U.S. There may be some Chinese influence there. And I want Montana residents to know to look out for this, to look for the rezoning request. And if there is one in your area, go to the meeting. They're normally after business hours, and the public is invited to go because that's what the rezoning request is for, is to get the public input. So if those things happen in your area, try your best to go to those meetings and listen to what's happening, because you do have a voice, and your voice matters. You may not think it does, but it does, especially on the local level.
That is good stuff. Thank you very much for the call, Pam. Absolutely. We've been hearing about that for quite a while now, and particularly what Pam was talking about, we've been hearing about all the farmland and all of the land near military bases. And you can imagine the danger of the land near a military base. Do you remember what Zelensky did to Putin back, it's been about 2 months ago. They used some trucks, it was an undercover operation, to get right up close to a base way in the middle of Russia. And then they deployed drones, attack drones, from those vehicles that then went right up and onto that base and attacked the base with bombs being used from the drones. Imagine what Chinese could do with property right near our bases. I mean, of course, the obvious of surveillance, listening, all of that spying technology that they can be using, but an actual attack. Could they use those type of drone, that type of drone attack that Zelensky just used over there to cripple, say, the fighting force, particularly the air force capability out of a base, knock out 30 planes at one shot with one drone attack? It's scary stuff. And then now Pam's bringing up this stuff about the border, you know, them trying to buy up sections of our land near the border. And of course, you know why that would be, is so they can then smuggle things and people in and out of our border right onto their property. That's fairly obvious right there. Speaking of the border, you guys have been hearing on the news now, it's got to be a week or more, about the Texas Democrats. The Texas legislator Democrats who pulled, I want to say it was for the third time, decided something was going on in the Republican legislature they didn't like, so they fled the state. They decided they were just going to leave to deny the Republicans the quorum they needed. They went to, this time, they go to Chicago, and then I heard they were in California. And, of course, the whole thing is funded by big money, probably from these NGOs. Probably, God knows, it's probably funded by our own tax money, the way they work this stuff these days. And they weren't going to come back, by God, because the Republicans there in Texas were redistricting the congressional districts, and they weren't going to allow it. Yesterday, just out of nowhere, they caved. And if any of y'all understand out there the exact reason why they caved, I don't know, because I hadn't heard if Texas had really implemented some harsh sanctions on them, was really going to hit them with this to force them to come back or not. I do know that they were saying that they were going to just continue calling special sessions of the legislature until they returned. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere yesterday, the Texas Democrats just said, okay, we made our point, so we're going to go ahead and come back now. And they are going to redraw the lines there. And you know how important this is. By the reaction you have gotten from Democrats across the country, national, local, I mean, screeching like scalded dogs over this. Because, see, they fully intend on taking the House back here in 26. That's their plan. And supposedly, according to the Texas plan, this might give the Republicans 5 seats or more. And see, that's their whole plan, to not only end Donald Trump's, basically end his presidency pretty much in 26, but then to get their guy in 28. Because what will they do in 26 if they take the House? You already know what they're going to do. You saw them do it back in 2018, 2019, when they came in. They will use every committee they have to launch ridiculous investigations on the administration. And they'll probably try to gin up God knows how many impeachments against the man. It is just chaos, 100% chaos all the time. So then they create all of this chaos and mayhem. And then coming up to the 28 presidential elections, they'll try to tell you that, look at all this chaos. We can't have any more of this. We have to have a return to normalcy. You remember that crap from the 2020 election? A return to normalcy. Put the adults back in charge. Remember all that crap? How did that work out? How did it work out having the, in quotes, adults back in charge under Joe Biden and his cabal of communist scumbags? Yeah, so, do not forget how that worked out. And you see the pendulum? The pendulum in politics now is swinging wider and wider with every election. And now you saw Barack Obama swinging over here, and then you saw Joe Biden swing that thing back to 11. Trust me, the John Jackson principle, the next one will be worse. It doesn't matter who it is. If it's a guy telling you that he's a moderate, somebody like Gavin Newsom pretending that he's a moderate, they will crank that thing, I mean, twice, double again, what Joe Biden did. They'll do everything Joe Biden did. They'll sling open the border. They'll start wars. They'll crush the economy. They'll open the jails. It will be, once again, the attempt by them to destroy your country. Also, on the Texas thing, it's important to note that apparently, you guys know who this moron is, Beto O'Rourke, this Texas politician down there, this fraud, Robert Francis, who calls himself Beto in the Texas Spanish drawl there. He apparently has been out there, was funding these people, which some people construed as these Democrats that fled the jurisdiction. He was funding their travel, which some people construed as bribery. It's probably not that. I don't see that it would be. But he was told that they had apparently had an injunction against him to tell him to stop doing that. Well, apparently even after that was in place, he continued to do it. They're making the claim that he continued to do it. And apparently the Texas AG, Ken Paxton, is filing contempt charges against Beto. And Beto down there is saying, he's saying openly, what you've got a whole bunch of Democrats around the country saying right now, just openly. They're saying the quiet part out loud. And it is, there are no more rules anymore. Who cares about the rules? Who cares about the law? When, by any means necessary. Guess who else is saying that today? Letitia James. I know that surprises you guys. You know, the New York criminal justice official who presided over Donald Trump's ridiculous trumped up charges that they put him on. She's now coming out and saying, they're all saying the quiet part out loud. But make no mistake, this is the operating principle they've been under for 20 years. They're just now coming out and saying it out loud because they can, because nobody in the media is ever going to stick a microphone in their face and say, hey, wait a minute. Aren't you just openly calling for chaos and lawlessness and you don't care about the rules anymore? Nobody's ever going to say that to them like they would right the first second to any Republican that would say that.
Fox News commentary.
Why does New York City mayoral frontrunner Zoran Mamdani live in a rent-stabilized apartment? I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From around the world,
Trey Hingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington.
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Rent-stabilized apartments in New York City are intended to be for low-income individuals and their families, not for the wealthy like New York City mayoral frontrunner and proud socialist Zoran Mamdani. But nevertheless, as his challenger and former governor Andrew Cuomo pointed out, Mamdani lives in a $2,300 per month one-bedroom apartment in Astoria, Queens. Mamdani is not low-income. In fact, he has a six-figure income, wealthy parents, and owns property in another country. His wife is also employed and makes a good living. Let's not forget the two just celebrated their wedding on his family's compound in Uganda, complete with private armed security. Yet he has the audacity to campaign on the affordability crisis when he himself is occupying a rent-stabilized apartment that should be left to someone who truly needs that feature. This guy is a fraud and a phony. Mamdani will destroy New York City. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
All right, get ready to clutch those pearls and get ready for the most unwoke hour of the week. I know you thought that was Tuesday. Well, John Jackson, the Joker from X, is coming back for Wednesday's show as well. Jump in on the conversation. You can call in on Montana Talks, or you can message us on the app as well. And then on Thursday's show, I'll have Frank Mealy, the former Daily Interlake editor, with me for the full hour. So that'll be a great chat on Thursday's statewide show as well.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the region for today, high temperature readings will climb in the upper 90s in the Billings area to about 93 in Bozeman. For tonight, clear skies with temperatures falling off into the mid-50s in Bozeman to the mid-60s in Billings. There was sunshine Thursday, highs range from the upper 80s to low 90s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, this was a crazy demolition derby video out of the High Line of Montana. This took place in Glasgow. The number 5 car flips it in reverse, flies over the berm, crashes through the fence. Check out the video. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Plus, it was a fundraiser for a good cause. But the video's crazy. We've got that and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Or better yet, if you get the Montana Talks app on your
body today for your free estimate, 406-201-1182, or visit BillingsBestAutoBody.com.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I saw a stat yesterday that the Trump administration is releasing, and it is compelling, if true. They are saying that since President Trump took office here in January, that they have now compelled, forced, somehow gotten 1.6 million illegals to leave the country. And that's, if true, that's a really good bite out of all of this. There's estimates right now that Joe Biden let in here up to 25 million people. Even before Joe Biden, we don't have a really good handle on how many of them are here. It's probably another 25. So just chalk it off at 50 million of them that are here. Now, in a population of, what are we, over 300 million now, that's a big old chunk of our population being from illegal aliens. Not any kind of legal immigrants that are here because they went through the process and they got all the paperwork and all that. These are illegal aliens. And what do? They come here and they commit crimes, and they absolutely suck the life out of our entire support network. And the money that is costing out there just cannot even be conceived. It's in the trillions. Imagine the money spent on education, health care, welfare benefits, on and on and on. The criminal justice system, because God knows how many millions of these people are criminals from their own countries who came here. And what do? You think they're going to go to work at the Home Depot? No, they're just going to start up their old criminal network right here. Speaking of that, yesterday, the DOJ put out a notice that they have broken up a human trafficking ring at several Nebraska hotels. And they don't really give this, they just give it a really bland headline, so you don't really know until you actually read their statement what went on here. And it looks like there were 5 people arrested in this human trafficking ring in Nebraska, okay? You know, that's pretty much like Montana, folks, right? You know, it's not New York, it's not Illinois, it's, you know, country time Nebraska, right? And I have the names here of the people that were arrested. They are Kenta Kumar Chandari, Rashmi Ajit Samani, Amit Pradilabhai Chandari, Amit Bubuhabi Chandari, Makesh Kumar Chandari. Now, do those sounds like Irish folks to you? No, I don't think so. And I put that at a really, really good bet. I put down some real good money on that. They're illegals, too. And they're not here shoplifting. They're here running a human trafficking network out of numerous hotels. That's what everybody has to understand. What these people, just under Joe Biden, because Joe Biden allowed these countries around the world to empty their prisons and their insane asylums on us. These people don't come here and they committed a DUI or they got involved in some little shoplifting or something. No, these are serious, hardened, major criminals that are out there running massive criminal rings, criminal organizations, committing murders, trafficking drugs, running human trafficking networks. Very, very serious, nasty stuff. And I tell you, I see it every day on my X account. You just start scrolling down and you're seeing it all over the country. Rape, robbery, murder, all over. Every time it's an illegal alien. A lot of times it's an illegal alien that had already been in trouble in some sanctuary city and got let out and now has committed another serious crime. And guys, it's got to stop, and thank God President Trump is in the White House right now.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
A message from Fire Safe Montana. It has been indicated that Montana is headed towards a significant wildland fire season. Now is the time for you and your community to begin your fuel mitigation efforts. Neighborhood meetings, fuel mitigation around your property, planning escape routes, practicing the route. Right now is the time for action. Your local emergency management agency can be contacted for more information. This message brought to you by Fire Safe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.